your station, Chester's D Radio.
Was the amazing Lisa Marie Walters there from Moments of Pleasure, a tribute to Kate Bush. I bet you thought it was the real deal, didn't you? Well, it wasn't. It was the next best thing. It was Lisa Marie Walters, and earlier on in the week I caught up with her to tell you more about her gig. She's a grace in Chester with a presence and appearing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 7th of December. Hiya, Lisa. Great to have you back on the show.
Hello.
So, are you looking forward to returning to Alexander's Live on Thursday, the 7th of December? And how was your last gig there? How did you find it as a venue?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's our third time returning, so really looking forward to it. We always have a really nice crowd there. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, amazing venue, isn't it? And Chester welcomes you once again on the 7th. So, Moments of Pleasure, which is what you are. I read this about you. Since arriving on the tribute scene back in 2019, Moments of Pleasure have rapidly emerged as one of the most acclaimed tribute bands in the UK. So what's your story? How did you emerge and how long have you been a musician yourself?
Oh gosh, well, I've been singing since I was 11.
Oh, wow.
Not as Kate Bush, but...
Yeah, as yourself beforehand.
did the performing arts at college and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
But the Kate Bush band came about at the beginning of 2019.
Oh, cool.
So just before COVID, actually, we got together and then, yeah, obviously that all happened and we had to kind of hold on and keep the momentum going. But we did manage to, actually. We got a really big online presence.
Brilliant.
It was really nice, and then this year has just been crazy. We've been getting out and about, and it's been really good.
That's amazing, and it's great that you're still going as well, and it's great that you're coming back to Chester and playing Alexander's Live on the 7th. So I also read this about you, that your passionate and spellbounding vocal performance is widely lauded as the next best thing to listening to Kate Bush herself, which is an art to be mastered. Massive respect from me for that. What would you say to people then to entice them to come to your gig at Alexander's Live on the 7th?
What I would say is that we're not a parody. So if you are a Kate Bush fan, I don't think you'd be disappointed. We're very respectful. We're all massive fans and we absolutely love the music.
I love that.
And we do it very authentically and from a place of respect and love of the music.
Yeah.
So a lot of people come along and say to us, oh, we're not sure we weren't sure what to expect.
Yeah.
But we were very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. Yeah, come along and see.
Yeah. The music of Kate Bush is not easy to replicate as well, so you must be great musicians in your own right. Tell us about your band members as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's five of us all together.
Yeah.
So we've got Mark Seven, who's on piano, and he's absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
He's a little bit of a one-man band, actually. He's got a sound pedal, and sometimes he's got a recorder, or God, there's all sorts going on.
I love that.
And then we've got Paul on the drums, Paul Arthur's on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Mark Brown on bass and on fretless.
Yeah.
And we have Rob Miles on lead guitar. So, yeah, they're all brilliant. They're all massive fans, as I say, as well.
Yeah.
It does take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. They do have to do their homework. It's not easy stuff. It's
exactly.
Not straightforward. It is quite tricky.
Intricate and complex. Mm. Complicated, but beautiful at the same time.
Definitely, that's what makes it so good.
Exactly. I also read this. Far from being about gimmicks, this five-piece band performs the songs of Kate Bush accurately and affectionately, which is what you've just said, and with stunning authenticity, capturing the tone and emotion of Kate's songs perfectly. Great review. So where can people look you up online ahead of your gig at Alexander's Live as a teaser?
We're on Facebook. So if you look up Moments of Pleasure, Kate Bush Band will come up. And there's lots of videos, and we're quite active on there. We also have a website, which is www.momentsofpleasure.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And we do have some stuff on YouTube as well. But I think we have an Instagram as well, but we're most active on Facebook.
Amazing. People can find you if they just type in Moments of Pleasure. How's Christmas and New Year looking for you? Are you fully booked up for the Christmas season?
We are booked up throughout December, so it's looking good. Very busy. January's a little bit quieter, but we've got a few, and it's looking good. Really excited. December will be magic again, as they say.
Exactly. I can't believe we're here again, though. It's craziness, isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe it.
What's the ultimate dream for you? Do you think you'll ever go back to performing in your own right and being an artist in your own right, or will you stay doing Moments and Pleasure? Are you enjoying it too much to give it up?
Yeah, I mean, I do still sing as myself.
Yeah.
Kate Bush hasn't completely taken over my life, although it does feel like that sometimes.
That's a good thing.
You don't get bored of it because she's got such a huge... what's the word, repertoire.
There's
so much music there to choose from, and she doesn't even really stick to a genre, so you don't really get bored of it, and more than that, the audiences for Kate Bush are so wonderful. They're like nothing I've ever performed to before, because they're so respectful and they love the music.
Can imagine,
it really is a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure catching up with you, Lisa. Have a blessed gig at Alexander's Live on the 7th. All the best for the Christmas build-up and into 2024 and summer. Love to the rest of the band as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
That was a lovely Lisa Marie Walters there from Moments of Pleasure, a tribute to Kate Bush, who's playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 7th of December. Here's another little teaser for you. It's Lisa Marie's rendition of The Man with the Child in His Eyes. Absolutely beautiful. Goodness, I could listen to that all day. That was Lisa Marie Walters from Moments of Pleasure, a tribute to Kate Bush with her rendition of The Man with the Child in His Eyes. And if you want to hear more from Lisa and the band, make sure you book your tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 7th of December, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You're in for a treat.